Hey, what's up, guys? It's Khalid, and I'm inside the Dana Cortez Show.
You only have 2 days left to do something amazing for your pops. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and yes, the countdown to Father's Day is very exciting. I thought my dad was calling me just to call.
A warm-up call?
Yes, a little warm-up call. Call, reflect on life a little bit, because I had 4 missed calls from my father. And for me, that's a lot. I was like, whoa. So I call him back worried, and his response is, "You're looking a little fluffy."
No, Dad did not say that, Anthony.
He did.
What?
I said, thanks for the feedback. You called 4 times. Is there anything else you need? He goes, no, that's it.
Maybe
you have to remember, Anthony's dad was a boxer.
Yes.
So I'm sure he's in very good shape.
Not now. Not in his day now. But I will say for him, yes, he was always a very fit and lean guy.
Like when you grew up seeing your dad, he was ripped.
I wouldn't say ripped, but always like fit. Always fit. Always like.
Yeah, because not all boxers got the six pack.
He could always jog 3 miles.
You know,
always,
Anthony, maybe he's
life.
Just concerned. You're a young man. And, you know, we all know the portions are a little bigger.
I wish I could say he was concerned, but I think he just wanted to have an opportunity to highlight my weight.
Was he roasting you?
Yeah, it was more of a roast.
Good old dad.
It was more of a roast than a concern, because then he started going down memory lane talking about, when I was that big, I used to eat everything.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved it. And then we started just talking about great food. So it was pretty good. And then I got to tell him about my new love for kolaches. And
then he said, that's why you love me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's times like these that I'm glad I don't know my dad.
Oh. I'm not going to lie, it's times like these that I miss my dad.
Automatic.
Because my dad, he loved to call and talk to me.
Dude, a friendly family roast from your father on Father's Day weekend. There's not a better gift I could give him.
I love that story. And of course, I know Automatic as you're my husband, so I know how much you miss your dad. You mention him quite often, you know, almost every day, really. You talk about him. I remember watching Ava-matic with you because, you know, I was with somebody else before Automatic. I had children with other people, and there was no father present. When I saw you and Ava-matic, I realized how important a father is to a child. And the absence of a father, it has to be detrimental, because watching you, and watching you though with her and helping her grow, and watching you with my 2 older daughters as well, it just makes such a good difference. Send Dad something, and it doesn't have to be expensive, right? Call him and tell him something nice, not like Anthony's dad did.
I was going to say. All Ava did was call me yesterday and say, "Hey, Dad, buy me a trip to Hawaii."
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I literally said, "Are you being serious?"
It's not Father's Day yet, DJ Automatic. Let her have her moment. You get 1 day, like me, okay? You don't get any extra days.
What's up? Also, I've learned as I grow older, too, man, the best gift you can give somebody is time. So what Dana's saying is absolutely right. Like, if you can't afford a gift or you can't do something, give a phone call, give time to talk, hang out with them, do that, man.
I promise you, because 1 day you won't be able to, and you will think of these memories in the fondest ways, and make the memories, so you'll have them. Make them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I almost choked to death by myself in our condo. Automatic was out of town DJing, and so I'm on the phone with him, and we're having a very lively conversation. And I was about to go work out, so I was like, I gotta, you know, get everything ready and have a big glass of water. But we're talking, and when I was talking, I sucked water down my lungs. I breathed water into my lungs, and I'm not kidding you, Anthony. I couldn't breathe.
So
that's scary.
And when someone is choking, it's because they can't make noise. So for a little bit, I couldn't make any noise at all. And I was
on the other side
of
the phone, and Dana's talking, and then all of a sudden she's not.
Oh my
God. I can just hear. I'm like, Dana, what's going on? And she's like, and I was like, are you choking? And she's like, and I was like, Dana, are you choking?
I like how after the third, you're still asking questions.
Yeah, listen. I start freaking out.
No, and I'm getting mad because you're asking me questions, and all I'm trying to do is take a breath.
But I'm like, oh my God, my wife is dying, so I'm freaking out.
So listen to what he says. He says,
go to the elevator.
Oh, what?
Right, go downstairs. Go to the front desk. Because I'm thinking she's got something stuck in her throat. Like, I didn't know it was water. I thought it was like she was eating something and she couldn't talk because she was really suffocating.
And so I really was. But the most horrible part about it, not that I'm near death, not that I can't breathe, is that Otto's asking me questions and I can't answer
them.
I'm like, why are you asking me questions?
Well, what am I supposed to do? I couldn't see you. We weren't on FaceTime. All I could hear is...
I don't know the proper instructions, but I think there has to be better instructions than go to the elevator.
Well, what else is she going to do? She was in the apartment by herself.
What you do is you give yourself the Heimlich.
Right? Like a Heimlich situation.
You throw yourself on a...
I don't know how you do it, but people do it.
I don't know how to do that either.
You throw yourself on a chair. You throw yourself on the counter. But I could feel after a little bit, the reason Otto could hear me is because once the air starts flowing, you're getting to a better place. When you cannot hear anything...
That better place being heaven?
No. No, the better place being I was able to get some breath
in. Got
it.
Okay, okay.
And so I knew if I could just get enough in, I could expel the water from my lungs. So I was trying and trying, and finally, I freaking coughed, and then I said, shut up.
Sorry for being a concerned husband.
Concerned.
There was nothing I could do. I really did freak out, though.
He literally tells me, take 17 floors down.
Oh, that's funny.
See if you make it.
Well, at least if you passed out in the elevator, somebody would find you. If you're in the apartment,
maybe,
you're by yourself.
I guess. I don't know how we
live. It felt like the most logical thing to
everything,
do at the time.
Everywhere we live, where we live right now, everybody is pretty much elderly. I doubt anybody would have found me for a very long time.
Well, then hopefully you're surrounded by a lot of life supports.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie, the ambulance is there at the apartment so at least twice a week.
Oh, I know. That's so sad. It could have been me.
Could have been.
I have this fear, though, of being alone and something like that happening to me.
You ever almost
nobody finds me.
You ever almost slip and fall in the shower? I fear that more than I should. Like, it's an irrational fear that I have.
Well, did it happen, Anthony? Or
you live by yourself.
Yeah, I live by myself. It's almost happened. And then I don't want someone to find me in the nude. That's
that'd
my biggest.
Be worse.
I don't know if, like, yeah, I'm not really worried about anything else besides being found in the nude. That's all I want.
Do you ever think about, because I do, I'm like, what if something happens to me? People have to go through my things. I have personal things.
Oh, man.
I got things that I don't want anybody to know. I have a fake butt pad. I don't want it.
Hopefully you don't have that on when you die.
No, I don't wear it. It doesn't look real. It doesn't look real. But that would be horrible if I decide to wear my fake butt pad and then we're out and about and something happens.
You're going
to
be like, oh, that's fake?
What happened? Who's just laying in the elevator? I don't know. There's a butt pad, though.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm so glad to be out of that dating scene.
Oh.
Anthony, because, no, well.
I'm glad she's out of it too, dude.
Yeah.
Well, no, Automatic and I go on married dates. It's very safe. Yeah. You know, it's very fun, but you are exploring right now.
Yeah, no, I was exploring is a good way to put it too. And dating's fun. A lot of people put like more to it than it needs to be, but it's fun and it leaves you some interesting qualms and some funny experiences.
Well, you were supposed to put more to it and you didn't.
Yeah,
so
right?
Break down what happened. Yeah.
So it's important to understand that last week my bank account got hacked. Fortunately enough, my credit union was able to refund me the stolen charges, but that's going to take 10 days to come through.
Oh,
and that didn't
10
help.
Days?
10 days to come through. I still had a date lined up that I had to hang out with this lady with, and I didn't want to lose that, so I just hit her with a little bit of honesty. And I was like, man, she's probably going to say, all right, let's just wait, or she's going to curve me. Yeah. Fortunately enough, she was like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Let's still go do some stuff, and then if we need to get something, I'll get it. And I was like,
she paid.
She paid. She offered to. So we went and got tacos, and this is where everything took an interesting turn, because I was still within my original dating budget. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay for the tacos and get some margaritas. We're within budget. And when the bill came, she hit me with a nice reverse Uno and she threw down her card with like some, you know, pizzazz, some efficiency.
I got this.
I got it. Boom. And I was like, oh, whoa, I've never been here.
She didn't even pretend to get in her bag.
Yeah, she didn't pretend to get in her bag.
Because sometimes I'll be like,
I was the one like getting ready to tap my phone and she's like, boom. So that was great. But after that, walking around, got some ice cream, it was all lovely. It was a great experience. I go to drop her off and I'm like, hold up. She paid for me to eat. So does this mean I got to go upstairs with her?
You better put out.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if that's what it meant. Or does it mean that
she
I'm...
She said from jump she would pay, and then she took you on a date, basically.
So I was like, you know what? I've been out all day. I'm hot. I'm sweaty. I kind of feel like a rotisserie chicken.
Full. You had ice cream, tacos.
You've been fooling my stomach. I thought you were calling me a fool, which both apply. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a gentleman. I drop her off. I get back home, wake up the next morning, 2 a.m. hey, what are you doing? Do you want to come
over? She called you?
She called and texted, dude, and I missed both of them. Missed both of them called snoring. Oh. So, yeah, that's how
you're
that
in an ice
down.
Cream.
I hurt my feelings for you.
Ice cream taco coma. Didn't even hear the phone ring. You got the booty call and didn't answer it.
More than the brokenness, I blame the humidity for my sweating and me not feeling sexy.
This is so 2005.
We took a shower together.
Ew. I don't know her like that.
That's you and me.
Yeah, that's next level. I don't.
He's saying that because this Saturday we worked out and went on our own little date, and I was like, let's go home and shower real quick.
I don't want her to see me with the lights on. You crazy, dude.
I guess it's different,
it's
right?
It's bad enough that
Dana's seen all of me.
Too much at times. Can we have some, you know, a little bit of...
You gave that up a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, no mystery at all.
So if anybody needs a rent a companion, I'm here for you for the next 10 days.
Have you spoken to her since then?
Yeah, here and there, but I think I friend zoned myself.
Dude, you better go put out.
No. I can't ever pay for two dates.
So pay for the next one.
Well, I gotta wait 8 more days until my funds are back, guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jenny from the block, I don't think so anymore because looks like Ben Affleck is going to actually lose money when it comes to this divorce with Jennifer Lopez. Let me break all of this down after you give us celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Comedian and friend of the show, Lil Duval celebrating his birthday. We also have Dave Franco celebrating a birthday and Adriana Lima.
Automatic, remember when you met Adriana Lima?
I DJed like 3 of her parties.
Yeah, I remember you standing next to her. I was like, I'm not going to stand next to them. She's so freaking gorgeous. Anyway, all right, so let's get into this story. Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, 20 years ago, they were the thing. They get back together. It's just like just rush of love. They get married and they get divorced. And the divorce is final. There's still a possibility, though. In fact, it's 100%. Ben's going to lose $8 million when it comes to the sale of their home.
Oh.
They bought this home
well,
for...
Wouldn't they both lose $8 million, or is he just going to take the loss himself?
I think that in the divorce process and documents, he's taking the loss on his own because he absolutely did not want to be married to her anymore.
Yeah, he wanted to get out, right?
Yeah, he wanted out of this.
What was so bad about her?
I felt like this wasn't going to work. When I saw this interview, he's on Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Kimmel mentioned that he'd gone to their Christmas party. And Kimmel was like, I've never seen anything like this. The tree's like 50 feet tall or whatever it was. And Ben Affleck sat back and he said, yeah, dude, I haven't either. And the amount of money that we spent, I still can't comprehend it. And Kimmel's like, well, you got it. And Ben Affleck says, that doesn't mean we have to spend it. And at that moment, I said,
that's a great indicator of what happened.
Do not get along. Because there's certain things that you have to compromise with.
They don't have the same values.
They don't. They don't. For him, he's still that man that grew up with teacher parents, you know, in Boston, in a decent neighborhood, but probably still hung out with some shadies every once in a while. And for Jennifer Lopez, she grew up humble beginnings as well, but she doesn't like, she wants to show it out. She wants to spend all
the
dough.
She's over the top for everything, whether it's her clothes, her body, her everything.
J-Lo needs to find a man who won't criticize her spending habits.
I agree. Anthony?
Yes.
Is that what? We all hooked up.
Like me, dude. That's what's up.
If she had a 50-foot Christmas tree, you'd be okay with that?
My birthday's on Christmas.
You'd be like, let's celebrate.
Come on, dude. Man, that'd be
awesome. Feliz Navidad. All right. Do you think you could be with somebody that overspent, or do you think you could be with some Otto? Don't.
We went through this.
I don't even want to talk. You know what?
I had to cut up Dana's credit cards.
We might talk about this another day. Seriously, you might have to do a little rewind on this one.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we're going way back into the 1900s. Woo! To a time that a TV show called The Brady Bunch was on television. They didn't even call it TV back then. I didn't even know it's this old. It started filming in 1964.
Oh.
This TV show is still in syndication. Our daughter, Ava Maddox, all three of my daughters have watched The Brady Bunch, and it was parlayed into a movie and
It's one of the greatest sitcoms in American television
of all time, Anthony. Yeah. So the home, though, is famous, right?
It was
right?
The first blended family on TV.
Yes, because they were, you know, I think somebody had passed away, and I think someone got a divorce, and they have their kids, and they move in together. This home that they lived in, when I watched this, I just thought it was a mansion. I thought it was the most beautiful home ever, and so did a lot of other people. It just sold for $3.2 million to a mega Brady Bunch fan.
And it still looks like the 60s.
No, they've updated it, and it looks exactly like... it did when it was filmed with all brand new things inside of it.
So it still looks like the 60s.
It does, but here's why. You can stay there. Oh. You can take a tour and you can stay there. And the person, the mega fan who bought it, is making so much money
doing this. Paying $3 million for a house, it better have a laugh track when I walk in. I want to feel like that, I want my Mr. Rogers moment every time I come
exactly.
home.
Oh, I know. That'd be so great. Oh, I'd like to go to his house.
Oh, Mr. Rogers? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Watching Mr. Rogers for me, he was like the old school Miss Rachel. For anybody who might not know who Mr. Rogers is, you could watch him on YouTube now. I felt special. I swear he was talking to me. He'd look right at me.
Dang,
you are special. You are a good person. And I'd be like, oh, my God, we take the trolley.
Now you got my brain going where I'm kind of like, okay, what other situational TV sets would I want to kind of visit that I could just take over?
Yes,
and the first one that pops into my head is Walter White's house on Breaking Bad. That would
you can go there.
The Trap House?
Yeah. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, so I don't know if I want to do that. It kind of just reminds me of my childhood. But
fun fact, I was in Breaking Bad.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
I've been to that house. No.
Season 2, if you want to see Dana be a news reporter on Breaking
Bad. Season 3 also.
Oh, well, season
anyway,
3.
I still get residual checks. Roll. Yeah. I got a check for $3.88 last month.
No, your last one was for $16.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, okay, honestly, let me shoot from the Dakota Sun on this. One set, one place I want to go visit, the Central Perks coffee shop from Friends.
Friends!
Oh. Yes, dude.
Oh, I forgot you love Friends.
Don't they have that already?
They have the Friends experience where you walk in and kind of do a whole museum thing. But it's not like this. Not like the Brady Bunch
house.
Well,
if we're going to get to Dream, then I want to go to Carrie's apartment in New York. Yeah. Sex in the City.
God, you guys are swinging missing.
No.
We all go to the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company.
Oh.
Imagine hanging out with Dwight.
Dwight left. He retired a long time ago. You're talking about The Office.
Yeah, of course. Michael Scott. I mean, come on. That would be amazing.
Is that a real place?
I don't know. I think they filmed in L.A.
We need to look that one up.
It's in Scranton.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Well, I know they're relaunching that, so your dreams might come true automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something very delicious is coming to Wendy's, and I've never been more excited about food news, at least not in a long time. Automatic will give us all the details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the check engine poppy.
As protests continue all over the country, eyes are now on some of the biggest cities, really not just Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Sacramento, and more. I am so disturbed by a video that has been released of Carrie Lopez Alvarado. She's arrested by ICE. She's 9 months pregnant, and she's a United States citizen. NBC News actually did an interview with her in the hospital after she was handcuffed by these agents.
They had us all surrounded. I had lost my balance because he was kind of shoving me away from the door. That's when I kind of just leaned forward because I was kind of trying to protect the stomach.
So the whole encounter was caught on video. This is the moment that ICE agents confronted her.
Excuse me, ma'am.
No.
Listen to me. You are interfering with my arrest.
I have no say to say. No, I have nothing to say.
This is private property.
Which it was, and they said it wasn't. This is where her husband worked, who he is an undocumented immigrant. That's who they were going after. And they ended up arresting him, and for some reason arresting her as well. She explains further that she was not fighting back at all. And you can see the video. She's not.
I wasn't resisting or anything. I was just like you're gonna handcuff me. I can't fight back. I'm pregnant.
This is just getting out of control. You even have representatives from the Republican Party, huge supporters of the president, who are now speaking out because this is just unnecessarily cruel.
Well, they've incentivized these ICE agents with bonuses. The more people they bring in, the more money they make.
But it's not only that. I think that's the idea, is to be cruel, because what else could it be at this point? Look, I'm going to join a protest this Saturday. I want to recommend people, if you do so peacefully. That is how you get the best and most attention. Keep it peaceful. So now we got to transition into food news. DJ Automatic.
Wendy's and Cheez-Its have teamed up for the Wendy's Baconator Cracker.
The Baconator Cracker might be better than the Baconator, though.
What?
You better put some respect on that, because Dana is about to throw down with you.
I like how it's the seasoning on it is that's proper for a cracker. When I'm biting into the Baconator for a burger, it's too much.
Is it too much bacon? It's too much for you?
Bacon. taken for me.
Well, I'll take yours. Anthony, what do we have for National Day?
All right, let's go ahead and start by saluting our female veterans out there. It's National Women's Veteran Recognition Day.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies, for your hard work.
And it's also National Loving Day. This marks the day the Supreme Court in 1967 struck down the ban that banned interracial marriages.
I can't believe that it was illegal.
I feel like we're going backwards, though.
Automatic. You and I couldn't be married.
Be grateful for where we're at. I guess if you have the ability to love somebody beyond your ethnicity, then, you know, that's the
thing to celebrate. Or, you know, also gay marriage is, you know, they're fighting that now, too. I mean, who cares who anybody marries? Why is it anybody else's business? This is a big deal here. Loving Day. All right, what else is next, Anthony?
We also have National Red Rose Day, which is the official birth flower of June. Right now's a good time to get some red roses if you want them half off.
Just because flowers.
Just because flowers, best time to do it. And Father's Day around the corner, so let's wrap it up on National Jerky Day. Yeah, dude.
That's a gift that real dads want. Jerky.
We had a dehydrator at our house, and we make our own jerky. Delicious.
Otto.
There's levels to jerky.
Otto, I haven't told you this yet. We can make jerky inside the air fryer.
Oh.
You want to do that for Father's Day?
Don't tempt me with a good time.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.